Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Your boy Mike now. The game version one. The best game show on radio. Let's get it.
Your time is up. His time is now. You can't see him. His time is now. Your boy Mike Knox. Yeah, he's shining now. The game be one. Yeah, his time is now. Your time is up. His time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. The ball might knock, yeah, he's shining now.
Yo,
the game be won, yeah, his time is now.
Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. The game version one on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X hardcore host with the most of the explosive, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way brag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belt business, so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it, yo. Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.
Welcome, everybody, back to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. As we go down the road to WrestleMania, stop by here. Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. That's right, with three X's, the Blocks and Mike Knox, because I am hardcore. People, welcome to WWE's WrestleMania's Road Royal Rumble preview show or review show preview. Listen, it's been a while since I've been here. I'm back. It's Monday morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. You can catch me live right now also on BDSRnetwork.com. Fox Sports Radio 1340am.com, as well as Blog Talk Radio, where I've been for 10 goddamn years, people. 347-637-3859. You want to call in? You want to have a voice on this show with the voice for the voice for the voiceless? Then call in again. That number is 347-637-3859. But as always, first, the particulars, people. Today, again, like yesterday's pre-show, this review is brought to you, or shall I say, dedicated to one Kobe Bean Bryant and his daughter Gigi, as well as the other seven other members who have passed away in the plane crash. That we had a somber day, still a sad day in losing Kobe Bean Bryant. Also, I have to say this to all my wrestling fans that walked away from the WWE, to all the wrestling fans that the WWE took their heart away. Like, I am that guy that, you know, infamous known as the Kofi Kingston Fox Sports Show. Broke Mike Knox. I am back. It is the road to WrestleMania. And when you have this road, you have to talk about it. And I want to say thank you, everybody. We are live also on Facebook.com. If you're close enough to me, I like you enough to know my real name. Or you can Google me either way. You can Google me either way. Okay? Matter of fact, as I always say in reference to the friend of the program, David Otunga, Google me. Right? But if you're live on Facebook, thank you for tuning in, listening in. What's going on, Michael Smith? What's going on, Jennifer? What's going on, sis? Hope I see you guys in Tampa this year. This road, I was scared of. I was scared to go down this proverbial road to WrestleMania because I was afraid of at the end of this road, like the yellow brick road, the odds would be not what I thought it should be. And I can say this much, and we have to speak honestly. I've always spoke this way. People think that I don't, but I'm always honest. I don't give a fuck about you and your opinions about me. I just hope you're smart enough and intelligent enough to know what I'm saying is to be true of my feelings. As I take this road that I was afraid of and not knowing what I would get at WrestleMania, I was scared to watch the Royal Rumble. I was going to watch the Royal Rumble because it's the Royal Rumble. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. If you have children, if you're raising your kids in your likeness and your kid, and you're lucky enough to have your kids have any influence on, or you having any influence on your children, if you will, so to speak, to watch the Royal Rumble through the eyes of my children is one of the most amazing and fantastic things I can feel. It's like watching them be born. It's like watching my son make the best play on the baseball field. It's like watching my kids figure out a math problem. It's just fantastic. And getting to watch this Royal Rumble with my children, if you're with me on Xbox, that's Xbox. My gamer tag is all capital letters, the game, that's THAV1. In a party of what, 8, 9, 10 people along with my children. Just phenomenal. And I'm saying that because, excuse me, there is not going to be any pay-per-view. I don't care if you're AEW. I don't care if you're NWA Power when that time comes on with FITE TV. I don't know how they pronounce it, but I know how they spell it. TV. No matter what wrestling promotion you're a fan of, there's going to be some ups and downs. So if anybody out here tells me NXT on Saturday went without any hiccups, I'm sorry. It was a great show, but come on, it had hiccups. Any AEW pay-per-view bastard that beats you, name it, I don't care what it is, it's going to have hiccups. It's wrestling. They're human. It's live. They're going to make mistakes. I hate the word, oh, they botched that. Because when you say that botched, that means they, you know, essentially the wrestling fan, oh, they fucked up, right? Who doesn't fuck up? I started off with this show with this program today, just now. Even the words I was about to say, I fucked up. So it happens. I've been doing this for 10 years. I went back this morning to an episode from 10 years ago when I started, and God, I thought I sucked. I absolutely was trash. But as I digress and I fast forward to the future, here we are having perfect vision in 2020. I watched this Road to WrestleMania last night, and I highly enjoyed the Royal Rumble. And of course, you're going to have, again, the naysayers. Well, it's Mike Knox, of course. No, I stopped watching wrestling from October, November, December, and all of damn near January. I watched about 6 episodes of WWE programming. No lie. And the 6 that I watched, I could say probably 4 of those 6, it was just on as background noise. It was just on. 347-637-3859. I said the lines are lit up already. On the best damn show in radio, Radio Networks, BBSIR, excuse me, had a hiccup in there. Follow us on Twitter, wherever social media is sold as well, at Mike Knox with 3 X's, because frankly, like that girl, that whore, that whatever you want to call her, you used to date, I am hardcore. But as we talk about this Road, I enjoyed it. I'm being honest with you guys. What was not to enjoy? There's some hiccups, of course. But we're going to start it off with how it started off. Roman Reigns, as my children, my daughter, most importantly, like to call him Roman Reigns, starts off in a Falls Count Anywhere match around the Houston Astros ballpark against King Corbin. Not Baron Corbin. I don't care if you don't like him. He is dubbed the King of the Ring. So like King Owen, King Mabel, and every king before him, may he be highly titled as King Corbin. What a match. What a match that I didn't care about. I didn't want to see. I gave 2 shits about watching, although I'm a fan of both athletes in the ring. I felt this storyline has taken, and I'm a fan of storylines lasting months, weeks. I'm not a microwave society wrestling fan. It's impossible to be a wrestling fan and expect to have Chris Jericho and John Moxley, hashtag I'm a John Moxley guy. Thank you, Hugo. You said, what is it going to be? Is it going to be Dean Ambrose? Is it going to be John Moxley? Well, his name is John Moxley, though. That's what we're going to call him. I'm a hashtag John Moxley guy. As I used to be a hashtag Dean Ambrose guy. But you can't give that matchup and have it be greatly expected in 3 weeks. I'm from the old school adage of wrestling. I'm from the Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes eras. You have to have longevity in a storyline. So watching Corbin and Reigns, I thought maybe it went a little bit too long. This should have concluded. I hope it has concluded. It's WWE. We don't know. Shit, on Friday, they might wrestle again. I hope they don't. This was the conclusion, however, of this rivalry and a Falls Count Anywhere match. And people say, well, how do you know that? Why do you know that? Why should it be the end? Well, we're talking about the WWE, which means history's out the fucking window. They don't care about history. But we still do. You and me. We care about history. History tells us when you have a gimmick match, that's the end of the feud. Does that mean the same for a match that happened later that night we'll talk about shortly? Between The Fiend and Daniel Bryan? I don't know about that one. But in this case, this should be the end of the feud. Again, we're talking WWE logic. And I got to say, it was an entertaining matchup. We knew people were going to get involved in Corbin's side. We knew the Usos would get involved. And because of that involvement, because of that fighting all over the stadium, if you will, of the Houston cheating Astros. That's facts. They cheated. Patriots, that's facts. They cheated. Yeah, let's go on and on. Ric Flair said, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So, hell, people bite me every day. How can that match for me anyway was entertaining? You would say, nah, you hate them both. You some of you say Roman can't wrestle. You hate Corbin. You love MJF, but you hate Corbin. And for this worst, people, the worst heel, the biggest heel in wrestling, is Baron Corbin. Why? Because he's the most hated. But it is. I don't care why you hate him, but you hate him. So therefore, ergo, he's the biggest villain in wrestling. Then we were introduced to that match, which I'll give it about. So those who haven't been here in a while, those who are new to the program, I always got to take you back and tell you what I'm about. And that's, I don't do letter grades, right? I do belt grades based upon some of my favorite titles. So we should be maybe title kings instead of belt kings. But hey, fuck it. That's what we call ourselves, right? What's going on, Mo? What's going on, Rodney? What's going on, Dion? What's going on, Belt Kings? What's going on, Nephew Corey, the belt emperor himself? I grade them on my favorite belts based upon that title as well. So this match, I would probably, for those who are not understanding what I'm saying, a letter grade, I would give it a B. But for what we do here at BDSR Networks, the best damn show on radio networks, that is, shout out to the chair shot, hashtag, use your head. I would give this probably a 3.75. I said it. I did it. I went there. Out of 5 Intercontinental titles matches, because it was, for what it was, what it was doing, what it was, what the purpose of the match it did, it succeeded. It was entertaining. The guy who's supposed to won because he hadn't got the best of Corbin. I even like at the end of the match when Roman pinned him and he goes and he gives a little sign and gives to the crowd. I love the new Roman. I love that Roman is somewhat being accepted by you, the fans, again. I like that. But after that great match, in my opinion, we were introduced to the greatest Women's World Rumble they've ever had. Now, I know you can say, shit, Mike, they only had 3. Well, guess what? They've had 3. Out of the 3, this was the best Women's Royal Rumble. Winner, of course, who I think the greatest women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair. I don't care. You can give me your opinion. You're welcome to it. I respect it. I respect it. It's wrestling. If you don't respect another person's opinion or storyline options, then you're not a wrestling fan. We have to think. We have to say agree to disagree. In my opinion, I'm going to say it because I like saying it that way. The greatest women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair, wins this year's Women's Royal Rumble. And she should have won it. She has done everything in wrestling in this short, you know, window period of time. And we got to think now with the deaths of people, the early retirement of athletes these days. We can think Charlotte has 10 more, 15 year, more years than her. But should she? Will she? We don't know. So in this short window of time, in my opinion, I'm going to say it again. You can disagree. Again, the greatest women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair, wins the Royal Rumble. And rightfully so. Now, she may have won the Women's Royal Rumble, but the woman that stole the Royal Rumble, shout out to Tyshawn Nephew, I am Kurt on Xbox. Is this a push? This is a push for Bianca Blair. This is a push. I'm like, it's not a push yet. It's not a push until she throws over someone worthy of throwing over the ring. So I started off with Alexa Bliss. I'm just going to run down to people how they came in. Alexa Bliss. Bianca Blair started it off. Mighty Molly came out. I didn't want to see Mighty Molly, but Damon, when she came out, she started performing in the ring. Fuck it. Do your thing, Molly. Nikki Cross, Lana, Mercedes Martinez, who I was kind of familiar with her, to be honest. Liv Morgan. And listen, I've never been a fan of Liv Morgan. Love the look I seen last night. Mandy Rose, Candice LeRae, Sonya Deville, Kairi Sane, Mia Yim, Dana Brooks, Tamina, she's getting bigger and bigger, by the way, Daytona Kai, Chelsea Green, Charlotte Flair at 17 wins the Rumble, Naomi, who, again, loved the natural hair, loved everything you did in that ring last night. I loved it. I guess she's now the new Kofi, since later in the night, Kofi didn't do the normal Kofi thing that he does in the Royal Rumble. Get to that in a second. Some of the things that should have happened that it didn't happen, that it did, you know, we move on. We digressed. Where I leave off, Naomi, Beth Phoenix, busted open, crazy busted open in the back of the head. Tori Storm, Kelly Kelly, Sarah Logan, Natalya, Zena Lee, I'm sorry, Selena Vega, the hottest woman in wrestling. Carmella is money. Mella is money, that is, if you will, so to speak. Tegan Knox, not no relation. Santino Morella, which pissed people off. And Shayna Baszler, to me, the second best woman in wrestling right now, Shayna Baszler. And I can tell you, questions, your comments very, very soon. I see them coming in, and I will add them in there shortly as well. What's going on, Aunt? What's going on, Tyrone? What were Tyrone's comment here? Tyrone Cleveland checking in on Facebook. The Royal Rumble didn't start until Lesnar was eliminated, LOL. Then it began. That was a joke before that. Okay, it was a joke before that. I disagree. And we talk about the men's, and I'll get to that in a second. And I won't say I disagree necessarily. I've seen that coming, shall I say. So, but Bianca Belair eliminated, let's see here, Bianca Belair eliminated Mighty Molly, Nikki Cross, Sonya Deville, LeRae, Tamina, Brooke, Bliss, and that's when she became the push. That's when Bianca Belair eliminated Alexa Bliss. Now, I'm going to name the name already before that she eliminated. Nikki Cross, so what? Sonya Deville, again, so what? Candice LeRae, eh, so what? Kairi Sane, eh, so what? Tamina, huh, so what? Brooke, Dana Brooke first, then Alexa Bliss. That says something. Alexa Bliss, WWE loves her. She's a former women's champion multiple times, women's tag team champion multiple times. You've seen the stories all over WWE Network on Total Divas. She's loved in the WWE. That's when it was like, wow, this is a push. Bianca Belair, I loved it. Women's Royal Rumble, I will personally give it a 5 out of 5. My favorite title, undisputed Brock Lesnar title. Love the women's Royal Rumble, best of all time. Yes, Santino Morella came out there, and you can disagree or have you want to. Yes, I felt it could have been a place for another woman. However, I don't care. I didn't like it. I'm being honest. I didn't like it. In the scheme of things, so what? For you to say it's ruined because of that, so what? Get out your feelings. Take the thumb out your ass. Go have a drink. Go have a smoke. Whatever it is that you like to do to make you feel better, go do. So what? It was still great, regardless of Santino's interference. Then we had, hey, we want some Bayley taking on Lacey Evans. Decent match, to be honest with you guys. Now, keeping your attention after such a rumble, in my opinion, huh, it did. Great match winner, Bayley. I personally thought that this was the best I've ever seen Lacey Evans. Now, some would say that's not saying a lot. I think that says a lot. I like this. Only thing about this match I did not like was the finish. It was shocking. It was one of those finishes like, oh, is that a new finishing move? She reversed the move, hit her in the stomach and pinned her. I was kind of shocked by that. So because of that, I'd probably give this match a solid C for those who grade by letters. But for me, I'll probably give it a 2.5 out of 5. Belts I don't like the most. The European title. Was never a fan of it. That's why I give this match. Wasn't a fan of the match, but it was pretty decent if you could follow the title title rope. Then we go to The Fiend, Daniel Bryan versus Daniel Bryan, if you will, so to speak, and a strap match. And a strap match I didn't want to see. I didn't want to see a strap match because I figured it's The Fiend. It shouldn't even be close. And in the end of things, how it ended through this great match, through this, I mean, if and I'm from the Dusty Rhodes, Dick Bockwinkle, Magnum TA age of wrestling where strap matches was brutal. This match had that. Daniel Bryan got his ass whipped. This match was brutal, brutal, if you will. Again, for me, it was like, and I take this isn't mine. This was said in the party. It was like The Fiend just had enough of getting beat up and having Dan. And because Daniel Bryan at the end of the match, we saw it, whipped his ass, smashing him with the belt. I'm watching the Women's Royal Rumble right now, by the way. I did love Otis participation in the Women's Royal Rumble, saving Mandy Rose. And that's the part that just came on. But he's, you know, seemingly whipping Daniel Bryan's, whipping The Fiend's ass, and then The Fiend just puts him in, pins him. And it was like, okay, like he just had enough. That's what I was afraid of in this match, as this match was great to me. I know a lot of people are praising this match. I've seen a lot of, like, on CBS.com and Bleacher Reports, they gave this match like an A. And I have to give it a B because of that ending. I just, and I'm a Daniel Bryan guy, and I go, where is Daniel Bryan now in the WWE? Where does he fit in now? Let's be honest, that new shirt, it's not a great looking shirt. You know, I get it's the earthy thing, but I was at the return of Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania in New Orleans, and I remember watching 60, 70,000 people do the yes chant. Yesterday, he had 45,000 people in the building. I could probably say about 15,000 wasn't doing the yes chant. What does that say for Daniel Bryan? Everybody was not, go back and watch it, was not participating in the yes chant any longer. Where does Daniel Bryan go from here? I have to give that match again. I give it a 4 out of 5. Again, it wasn't bad. I just didn't like the ending, and I didn't like the ending because this is what I thought the match would be. And when they gave me a great match and they then gave me this ending, it kind of threw me off. So I'll give it a 4 out of 5 WWE old school tag team title matches. I'm going to get that tag team belts real soon. Excuse me. Got to have my orange juice. 347-637-3859. I'm going to call in if you are live and want to listen to on Blog Talk Radio and have a voice, and I get your questions again very soon. Don't have any plan of being here this long. So then after the Fiend match, which again I thought was good, was what we're here for, the Royal Rumble. I am on record before the show, because I haven't done a show in a while, so unless you're close to me, you know how I felt. I have not been a fan of Brock Lesnar being a champion, being in this match. It just made no sense to me. It was, again, as I say, WWE spits in the face of history. This was them spitting in the face of history. How, if the winner is to challenge and get whatever title they want, how is the champion in the match? So if the champion wins, where do we go? We had all kinds of speculations. Well, he wins, or, you know, and or the Fiend comes in and he wins, you know, Fiend versus Brock, or, you know, what do you do with this? Well, we know where they're going now. At least we think we know where they're going. Winner of the Royal Rumble. Congratulations to Drew McIntyre. A year too late. Maybe not. Hopefully not. But it's here. Here go a guy who, and I loved at the end of the show, they mentioned he was fired by the WWE. Excuse me. So a man who gets fired. The Chosen One. I had the shirt. I still have the shirt. The Chosen One, Drew McIntyre, goes to TNA. Someone who was in a member of the one-man band goes out, reinvents himself, comes back. The fans love him. And here, let's be real, guys. A year ago, we wanted, because we saw it. We knew we saw the package they gave us. We saw what he had left in TNA. We saw when, especially when Ziggler brought him back. It was just like, oh, here it is. Him versus, he should beat Roman. He should win this. And you know, in a sense, you were right. I agree with you. But it's the WWE, and they have penance, as you say, as they say, right? He had to pay for his sins, for whatever it is he had done before. So he came back, we give you this push, but we're going to keep continuing to pull the rug from underneath you. And that's what WWE did, nothing with Braun Strowman. This is what they do. We're never sure this would actually happen. But it happened, and we got to see it. We got to see this. Was Drew probably ready a year ago? Probably not. Probably too much too soon. But it's right here, right now, and I'm loving it. And he was the one to eliminate after Brock Lesnar went roughshod through the first 7, I believe, participants. Here it is. First in the ring was Brock Lesnar and Elias. Elias sung a great song, which was great. Pissed off Brock, chased him. So let's go to participants as they entered. Brock Lesnar, Elias, Rowan, Rhodes, bring Robert Roode, sorry, John Morrison, Kofi Kingston. Not Kofi to you, but wow, which I did to Kofi. Big E, Cesaro, Sheldon Benjamin, Shinsuke Nakamura, the return of MVP wearing the Killmonger from Black Panther outfit, dope as fuck, okay? Keith Lee, dope as fuck, okay? Where we go? Keith Lee, Braun Strowman, Ricochet, Drew McIntyre at 16 wins it. Charlotte won it at 19, he won it at 16. The Miz at 17, AJ Styles, Dolph Ziggler. Some will say and speculate, and we can speculate on that. Was that for AJ when he got eliminated? Was AJ supposed to be eliminated at that point? Dolph Ziggler, Carl Anderson, Edge! On the stage, I see clearly the return of Edge. I love being wrong in wrestling. Everybody wants to be right. I love being wrong. I thought Shawn Michaels would never come back. I thought Edge would never come back. Edge came back. Get to that in a second. King Corbin, Matt Riddle, Luke Gallows, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens, Aleister Black, Samoa Joe, Seth Rollins, who I thought was going to win it. I thought the Monday Night Messiah, I had my money on him winning it as a heel as he won it as a face last year, is what I thought. But Lesnar ties the record. Elias, he eliminates. Rowan, he eliminates. Rose, he eliminates. Morris, he eliminates. Mysterio, he eliminates. Big E, he eliminates. Kofi Kingston, he eliminates. Cesaro, he eliminates. So then Benjamin, he eliminates. Shinsuke Nakamura, MVP, Strowman, and Keith Lee before Lesnar himself was eliminated by Drew McIntyre. Shout out to WWE. Keith Lee's over. Thank you, Brock, making it. I love. Listen, people have shitted on Brock Lesnar since Brock Lesnar has been back in wrestling. You have shitted on Brock Lesnar. Go back and watch the Royal Rumble, guys. I said this in years past. I'm going to continue to say it right now. Brock Lesnar, he knows professional wrestling. He's a sports entertainer. There's a reason why Vince, maybe we don't have to agree with it. So what? We don't agree. I don't agree with it. Has hitched his wagon to Brock the way he has. Brock's a star. Watching Brock sell every person that came in the ring was brilliant. Whether it was a wow, it's you. When Keith Lee came out, who's this big motherfucker? Like, you can read this stuff. Him and Sheldon, how they hug Sheldon and give Sheldon this love that we know in the wrestling world coming from Minnesota together, being probably hug each other. They sets him up and throws him out. This was a great Royal Rumble. I did not like the fact he was in it. I knew this would happen. I said this would be the Stone Cold thing with Stone sitting on there on the clock, watching the clock and whooping everybody's ass as they come in the ring. And it was that in the beginning. And you could say the Rumble finally started when Brock got eliminated, but I disagree. This was because what Brock was doing with those guys, he was eliminating those guys, it was entertaining. Except for the fact we didn't get to see Kofi get thrown over and then maybe do something fancy. You already killed my KO mania for Kofi mania. Now you kill my Royal Rumble moment? Come on, WWE, man. Come on, man. Come on. Really? Goddamn. I digress. But overall, I loved the Royal Rumble last night. I'm surprised I have a voice to speak for the voiceless. I'm surprised I have that. Again, I see you guys holding 212. I'll get to you momentarily. You've been holding for a while. You're the only person that pushed the one button, okay? So I'm going to bring him live on air. Who, or it could be a her. I doubt it. 212. Oh, okay. I think it's Hugo. Let's see what he has to say. So I'm actually going to call into the show, right? For those who are listening on Blog Talk, sorry, this is how it goes. So you guys can hear what Hugo has to say. But again, before I bring Hugo on, and thanks for calling in, I did. I love this Royal Rumble. My grade for this Royal Rumble will be a 5 out of 5 undisputed Brock Lesnar title since he was in the match the longest. I absolutely loved it. It's what it is. I'm going to bring Hugo on right now. Hugo!
What's up? What's going on, Mike? Yeah, man, it was a cool Royal Rumble, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. It was pretty cool. I'm hoping with Brock Lesnar, that whole thing that really killed me. Hilarious. But the Drew McIntyre, man, that was the right thing to do, man. They finally pulled the plug. They finally got him in there. The crowd popped. It definitely was a great moment. And I'm happy for Drew McIntyre, bro. I truly am.
So I hear you're on your way to work right now.
Nah, I'm on my way to school, bro.
Oh, you're in the school. Okay, we're going to get that degree, brother. Get that degree. So what would your belt grade be for the Royal Rumble? You wanted to do a post-show last night. I was too tired, to be honest with you, last night. I loved it. I'm sorry, Hugo. Yes, the Santino Morella moment. That could have not happened. The finish to the Bailey-Lacey Evans match could have been a little bit better in that scene. But the return of Edge and a somber day of us losing Kobe Bryant, I thought was great. To see the return of Rated RKO was great. It was just, I'm sorry, the Royal Rumble was great last night. Whether you guys stopped watching wrestling or you didn't, I don't care. If you go back and watch it, maybe you don't have the love for me, you're finally finished with them. I was, but I came back, and I'm happy I came back as we take this Road to WrestleMania. Here you go.
Yeah, But Mike, I mean, the Royal Rumble is always that event that is never going to disappoint. You know what I mean? I mean, we've had endless amounts of shows. I mean, I've been out with you on the air for more than 10 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like, damn, bro. Like, you know, the Royal Rumble never disappoints. And I think I could honestly talk for you as well that the Royal Rumble is one of our favorite events of the year, if not our favorite event of the year. Besides, it is.
Next to WrestleMania, it is my favorite event of the year. Is the Royal Rumble? You're absolutely right.
So that's what I'm saying. So you know, you're always gonna have that feeling. You know, the Royal Rumble never disappoints. And this year, the right man won. Edge coming back. It was a great nostalgia. You know, it was great. It was
right.
Great nostalgia. He looks great, by the way. He looks jacked. You know, he's been putting his time in the gym. Man, big up to Edge, man. It looks like he never.
Yeah, big up to Edge.
I'm gonna be real with you, man. I'm gonna go ahead and give this Royal Rumble a 5 out of 5. Also, I'm gonna go ahead and give the Winged Belt.
Not the proverbial.
One.
The guy who hates wrestling as much as I do, you gave it a 5 out of 5, Otto.
I gave it a 5 out of 5. Wing Belt, Bret the Hitman Hart, WWE Championship title reign, man. Because I'll be honest with you, dude, I loved it. I was on the edge of my seat. I thought the whole Brock Lesnar thing when he first started, I thought it was gonna be whack. But yo, man, he made it entertaining, dude. As much as we want to hate Brock Lesnar, he could still go on the ring, man. He could still make things entertaining.
Absolutely.
Brock is Brock. He's still big. And man, it was great, dude. The show was good. I mean, unfortunately, I'll be honest with you, I did watch the Women's Royal Rumble. I paid close attention to that. The rest of
that
the
was Purr's Vision at its finest.
I couldn't
the
really
Women's
watch
Royal ball. Rumble was Purr's Vision at its finest. I had to whisper like this.
And Mike,
it was amazing. I'm sorry.
Do you remember yesterday when we were having the pre-show? I'm like, you know, what's the they're not giving it. They're not giving any type of love for the women, man. But you know what?
Yeah. They came through.
So, and sometimes, you know what I mean? Like you feel that they weren't giving the love to the women. Sometimes, you know, not saying the participants how they did at the Women's Royal Rumble,
right,
that actually paid off, man. So maybe that's a form
of
WWE at that for them to do for years to come, man.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Hugo. I definitely agree with you 100%, as we are also live on Facebook. Want to get back to that conversation. Want to hang around. I'll probably bring you back on, but I'm not sure. I don't think I have much time left on the show. Want to get back to the Facebook audience as well and get to their questions and comments as well before I get up off the air here. What you guys could not hear on Facebook was Hugo actually giving it a 5 out of 5 Wing Eagle titles for that, and also said that for everybody who was, you know, them not showing love and shitting on the women, they actually stepped up last night. I love that. Let's get some of your comments real fast. I'm going to get up out of here again. 5 out of 5 for me as well, guys. I'm sorry. I'm taking my son to WrestleMania. I have a rule in my house. I have a house for the wrestling fans. But my rule is, you know, and I'm just being real. I'm lazy. I'm not going to take a bunch of kids. Listen, I don't take my kids to the bathroom at the movie theaters. You better find your ass in the bathroom. You better find your ass way back here, and you better not get lost. If you get lost, I'm going to whoop that ass. Okay, so my rule is you cannot go to WrestleMania until you're 13. So technically, my son will still be 12 with about 10 days to go before he turns 13. So I was going to be cheap. I'm sorry, I don't like that word. Be frugal and not take him because technically he's not 13, right? So, you know, I decided I'm going to take my little man to WrestleMania, put him in the black suits with the Belt Kings and let him shine like the young prince that he is. And taking a WrestleMania. So I'm excited for that. So I had to get excited for this. And I wasn't going to even watch the Royal Rumble on my big screen. I was going to watch it on my computer, play Xbox, play some 2K, and just watch it that way. And my kids were just like, dang, Royal Rumble. And as Dice Man, myself on Xbox, Dice Streets, that is, on Xbox, was all weekend long, was watching various Royal Rumbles randomly. Just pick a year. Was watching them. Pick a year. And would find out my son was already watching these pay-per-views. We would go in to watch them, and they would already be started. It could be, you know, it's just weird that way. This was good. This was a road to WrestleMania I'm excited for now. I'm excited for this. What's going on, Unc? Elder Jed checking in. Good morning to you as well. What's going on, Jennifer? Charles Stone says, thoughts of returning Edge. Listen, Edge looked good. Sometimes I hate the chance you still got it because they say it just to say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they say you still got it. I mean, like, they ain't did shit yet in the ring. No, Edge still got it. The first spear, I didn't get a good look at it or whatever the case may be. I didn't think it really came off that well. But that one on Roman came off amazingly. What him and Randy Orton did, former RKO. Again, shout out to Dice Man. I can't take certain things. Like, I love Rated RKO, but these are his favorite two wrestlers. So watching him get excited for that, listening to him get excited rather for that was dope. Watching it was amazing. Edge himself. Let's give Edge a belt grade. Edge got a 5 out of 5 Rated R Superstar Championship belts last night. Did he get? He looked good. His woman looked good. The Copeland family looked good last night on WWE television. Going on, Hugo, good morning, which we've already called in. The Royal Rumble didn't start. We read that one, Tyrone. Jabrock Lesnar started. I told you about that. Like Edge's comeback as well. What we got here? Bianca Belair is a future star on the main roster, 100%. She's a way bigger star, in my opinion, than her husband. Okay. And nothing against him. I like the guy. What's his name? From the Street Profits. I think the Street Profits did amazing yesterday. I love the fact they was beatboxing the beat of who they were, you know, talking about in the Rumble, and that my youngest son Christian knew every single beatbox beat before he would actually say the name. I'm raising a wrestling family, kids. I'm telling y'all, guys, my kids are wrestling fans through and through. Okay, but Bianca Belair is definitely a star. Michael Smith, you forgot to woo. I can't. The greatest women's woo wrestler of all time. Charlotte Flair, what's going on, Mo? Eating help, hashtag if you will, so to speak, Belt King. Follow us on Instagram at hashtag Belt King. I thought you had to touch four corners to win a strap match. Good point. But when the match started, they said by pinfall. So, you know what I mean? It's WWE. Again, we're talking about WWE. They can make the rules of what they want. Again, another reason, deep down inside, why I didn't like this match going into the match. Because that's a strap match. You got to beat your man's ass so bad, you touch all four corners. Great point, Mo_Eaton on the Twitter, checking that out. It was a brutal strap match, Thomas Lee III. It was to me as well. Talk. I don't even know what that means, Scotty. Thomas Lee also shakes back in. I still don't, what is that? I still do the yes chant. I personally like him. I don't know about others. I'm a Daniel Bryan fan. My whole house did the yes chant. When Brock Lesnar got eliminated, my whole house did the yes chant. When Edge came out, we all did the yes chant. I'm with you. I still do the yes chant. I was there for the birth of the yes chant in Miami at WrestleMania 28. I have, will, now, forever will, always love Daniel Bryan. I still don't know where they go with this next. The look, I'm not sure about the look. I think he had a better WWE look with the long hair. Two things that caught me. One thing he did in the Rumble we spoke about. He did the same thing in a strap match, Daniel Bryan, it is, that he did to Justin Roberts that got him fired with his tie. Why is it different now? I don't know. What about Becky and Asuka? I didn't speak about Becky and Asuka. I apologize. You're right. I thought that was surprisingly also a very good match. The ending was great because I like the fact that she anything you knew the miss was going to come. She didn't get hit with the miss. And again, everybody knows I'm not a fan of the man gimmick, but I like Becky Lynch. I think Becky Lynch is a very beautiful woman. But then the match was good. So it's 1-1 now at Rumbles. I look at that match like Asuka beat her last year. It's not talked about. It's forgotten about, if you will, since Becky went on to steal her way into the Rumble and win the Rumble, which she shouldn't even have won the Rumble or been in a Rumble to be in that triple threat match, but she was. That's where I stood last year. I still stand there this year. That was a very good match with her and Asuka. Very, very good match. Where they go with that next, I can't wait to see. Thomas Lee again checks in. I don't like Lesnar in the Royal Rumble match. I am very happy about Drew winning. Exactly. I'm still pissed we didn't get to see Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. WWE is driving me crazy with this. It's the same thing as not seeing Sting versus The Undertaker. We got to get over it. Lesnar comments about Keith Lee was hilarious. We got here. Edge return sucked the daylights out of me. Not really for me. It was already rumored that he was training in Orlando, where I currently reside at now, at the training facility, at the WWE training facility down here. And so it was rumors of him coming out. I didn't want to see him come back in a Rumble. I know from listening to various wrestlers' interviews, from interviewing various wrestlers, they're not big fans of the role of Rumble or Battle Royal-ish kind of matches, because of the randomness that happens in them. So I was scared of that, but it was amazing. And I want to say we're going to see Edge at WrestleMania. I mean, if you do this, he never got his good goodbye. You know what I mean? And a somber moment again, because I it's emotional for me that we lost Kobe Bryant. It was like, I'm glad we haven't lost Edge and he gets a chance to, you know, you want your greats of all times to have to go out on their own. You know what I mean? So I'm glad Edge is back for that moment to do that. Scott Diggy, no tag team titles on the show, was it? No, there wasn't. What do you think about that? It's okay. They happened on Monday, where the tag team champions, Viking Raiders, lost the titles. I'm okay with that. I mean, it was a big show, and they took care of a lot of other things. I'm okay with that. And plus, just the WWE, they don't fancy the tag team belts the way us fans want them to. So because of that, it's just, you know, Kanye shoulder shrugged. The women's rumble was better than the men's. Beth Phoenix was bleeding. I like that she bled and that she blood in wrestling. The women's Royal Rumble was better than the men's Royal Rumble, but not in a way that most people would think. I agree. The men's Royal Rumble was very good. It really was a very good Royal Rumble from the men's perspective. I think Edge helped that. I know you don't like Lesnar, but I think Lesnar helped that Royal Rumble. And the women, Bianca Belair, to me, stole the show. Having Keith Lee, I mean, I won't say that. I can say it's better because I felt I enjoyed it more, but by a very slim margin. By a very slim margin. If I had to grade the two Royal Rumbles, I'd go 5 for one and 4.8 for the other, to be honest. I love both Royal Rumbles, hence why I love this pay-per-view. Why I gave it a 5 out of 5 on this pay-per-view. What's next for Edge, you think? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Seth Rollins. Some would say The Fiend, since The Fiend has this gimmick of turning people back to who they used to be. I don't know. I just know I'm happy to see Edge. I want to see Edge. I'm excited to see Edge. And I'm excited that everything's back the way it used to be. I am happy right now as we go down this road to WrestleMania. This is something that I have not seen in a while. I'm missing this. And to be frankly honest with you, it's amazing. I loved it. 5 out of 5. Brock Lesnar, undisputed titles, was this pay-per-view. Do me a favor, guys. I'm going to get ready to get up out of here. Comment below. Let me know what my man Jeremy Johns would say. Also, please, I'm going to share the podcast with a friend. Share this video with your friends in your various wrestling groups. If you're a fan of me, if you're a fan of this show, if you're a fan of professional wrestling, Mike Knox is back, y'all. My heart was taken, but it's back now. It's like they put me in a Lazarus pit, and I'm back. But I'm a different kind of back. I'm not turning my eyes on how they broke my heart to WWE, but AEW has been fantastic. NWA Power has been fantastic. TNA, you can kiss my ass and make Tessa Blanchard your champion. Hear me again? I don't think you didn't hear me. Hey, TNA, you can kiss my ass. This is no disrespect to the wrestlers and that are part of the company, but the company that tried to sell me that, and Tessa, this is not even your fault. You're going to do what you're supposed to do, and you're the first women's wrestler to be a men's dominating champion. I just don't think it's right. Just like I don't think it was right for Santino Marella to show up in the Women's Royal Rumble. Just like some people didn't think it right that James Ellsworth showed up in the first ever Women's Money in the Bank match. I just think you should separate the two. Why I don't like Becky Lynch calling herself the man. If you want to have women's rights, you want to have segregation in a sense of we got to have gay pride and Black History Month and Latino History Month and the women's revolution, then let them be what they are and stop doing what it is you're doing. A woman should never be running a man's dominated championship. Not saying that's not true. She's not China. If anybody could have did it, China, maybe. Nia Jax, maybe. Tessa Blanchard, again, no disrespect towards her. She's doing what she's out there to do, and she's doing a phenomenal job. But when you build the legacy of Sami Callihan being this tremendous, badass, kick-ass kind of guy, then he loses in this fashion. I'm sorry, TNA. Again, kiss my ass. But I'm back, y'all. Wherever podcasts are sold, on your Google Play, your Apple, your again, speaker radio, whatever it is, you got it, I'm there. Come back and follow us, guys, around the blocks with Mike Knox as we go down this road to WrestleMania, guys. I'm out of here. Peace.
Your time is up, his time is now. Uh-huh. You can't see him, his time is now. Your boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game be won, yeah, his time is now. Uh-huh. Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. The boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. Yo, the game be won, yeah.
damn show on the radio. The game version one on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X hardcore host with the most of the explosive, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way you brag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belt blisters, so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it, yo. Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.